staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And today, we're going to have Cliff Markowski, and we're going to be talking about financial matters. And, of course, you know, there are a lot of things that go on. It's so hard to make any sense out of. For instance, sometimes the market just seems to keep going up and up and up, and doesn't matter how you invest or what you invest in, you're going to make money. And then when it turns, why, it goes down and down, and there will be little ups and downs, but the general tone is down, and if you try to play this market, why, they're going to whipsaw you and play all sorts of games with your mind. And you have to understand it's all manipulated. First of all, you create prosperity by just lowering the interest rates and making money readily available so that everybody's got lots of money and everybody's getting rich. And then when you want to slow down the process, why, you raise interest rates and then you begin to contract the money supply. At least that's what you're supposed to do. Unfortunately, that's not what our leaders are doing now. Our leaders are raising the interest rates to slow down inflation. And then the invisible government is expanding credit to increase inflation. And, you know, they're doing everything wrong. Well, as you watch the stock market and you realize it's manipulated, commodities are manipulated, everything is being manipulated by the people who live within the shadows and, of course, hold the purse strings of the financial organizations of the world in their hands. One of the most interesting things is what's going on in the Middle East today, and as you see that story unfolding, you would anticipate that gold would be going to the roof, that silver would be going to the roof, that the commodities, that everything would be going to the roof, and what happens? They do exactly what the opposite of what you'd expect. And so the people who got into the market, and of course gold was up to a 666 there on Friday, they were anticipating it was going to go through the roof, and they went in, and boy, did they take a shellacking today as a gold dropped down to about 640 someplace, and silver took a real shellacking, and platinum. And why? Because, of course, they know how people are going to feel, they know how they're going to invest, and especially if they get into the, you know, into the commodity market, they whipsaw them, and they simply impoverish them. In fact, you've heard me say so many times, playing commodities is an excellent way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune. So when you try to play their game, remember, they make up the rules, and they determine which way the market goes. Now, if you're an insider, you can make out like a bandit, but if you're the average Joe, trying to figure out what's going on, why, of course, they're going to impoverish you, and you're going to be out there looking for welfare, but we may not have too much welfare as this whole incredible scenario begins to unfold, and we find out that the government really doesn't have any money that it takes from us by force, or it makes by printing, or borrows from other countries, and other countries are getting tired of lending us money. Certainly, they're not going to be able to get as much money from the American people because more and more people are out of work and their houses are declining in value and you can't use that as a piggy bank anymore. And I think we're in for some very difficult problems. In fact, about the only thing that seems to have responded even halfway normally was the price of oil, because we are facing, and I'm not saying it's going to be a sure thing, but the possibility of the expansion of the conflict in the Middle East, which could certainly have dramatic ramifications. And what's really going on is a war between Iran and Israel, and of course they're using Hezbollah as a proxy. Well, with that as a background, Cliff Markowski, thank you so very much for being with us. Cliff, are you there?
Right here.
Okay, fine.
We had some technical difficulties there trying to get through the good old phone company. I guess putting a lot of echo on, but I'm glad to be here.
All right, fine. Well, you're going to have to hang on, and we'll be back in just a moment as soon as we get through this ad. You know, they have to have the ads to keep the programs going. As soon as we get back, I'll give you the microphone, and you can tell us what you think about what's going on in the Middle East and how it's going to impact oil and our lives.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and with us is Cliff Markowski. Cliff, what do you take on what's the gold? What happened to gold and silver here? You'd think that they would have gone up with the attack, the war drums beating loud in the Middle East, and what's happening to oils? So what's your take on what's happening financially?
Well, both oil and gold dipped today. And I think that, you know, a lot of the commodity traders out there, they're seeing some subtleties that I think the mainstream press hasn't picked up on and a lot of Americans really haven't picked up on yet. Is there's, you know, believe it or not, you know, God willing, there's actually some good that's coming out of this. For the first time that, I mean, and I'm a student of history and I can't recall this ever happening ever, is when you're getting Arab governments coming out, like Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan, and coming out and siding with the Israelis. I can't ever recall that happening. That was just something that, you know, no matter what, it's just to say Israel's always wrong, Israel's always at fault, and they're actually coming out and blaming Hezbollah. So I think a lot of people are saying, maybe this is a good thing, and maybe Israel is doing the entire Middle East a favor by getting rid of Hezbollah in what I believe. But, you know, right now, I mean, the bottom line is you got oil right now at, you know, 75 and a half a barrel. About $30 of that is, quite frankly, terror premium. It is what it is. I mean, there's more than enough oil out there, plenty on the ground. Oil traders, Wall Street, hedge funds out there are making a fortune. You take a look at the profits, the bottom line for all the major investment houses. They're making an enormous amount of money doing proprietary trading for themselves. You can leverage. What I mean by leverage is you can borrow an enormous amount of money. Say, up to you put 10% down to buy one barrel of oil down the road in the future, which is a lot of leverage in the market, which, you know, it makes it, you know, very easy to swing prices in either direction. And they're making a fortune on it. It's on our backs. You can't blame the oil companies, nor can you, you know, point the finger at any single politician out there for causing this to happen. I'm a big believer that, you know what, it's our own fault. I mean, we here in this country, we haven't We haven't done the things necessary. We've put the people in office over the years, and we haven't addressed the problem of higher demand around the globe. It's a worldwide oil market, about $30 right now. It once again is a tariff premium, and, you know, God willing, it's going to come back down.
All right. Well, certainly Russia seems to be doing very well with their oil. They've become the second largest oil and natural gas producer in the world, and they're using those finances, of course, to change the, you know, the monetary structure of the world. In fact, they're talking about, you know, reorganizing the way oil is purchased. Instead of being purchased in dollars, it'll be purchased in a basket of currencies, and the dollar is going to be increasingly squeezed out into irrelevance. Have you noticed any discussion of that?
Well, there's always been talk, you know, about that, and sometimes it gets thrown around. But, you know, the bottom line is whenever there's any sort of problem around the globe like it is now, the dollar strengthens simply because, you know, the world knows that it's a safe haven here. Everybody knows that it's a safe haven here in the United States and our system. And, you know, despite, you know, our problems with, you know, trade deficits, and also budget deficits that we've had here in this country, we always seem to deal with them, whereas other countries tend to fall apart.
Now, are you then bullish on the dollar, or are you, would you agree with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and a few of the others that maybe we ought to be concerned about the falling dollar, perhaps in the months that lie ahead?
Well, you got to understand something. Warren Buffett made, you know, a lot of money on his dollar trade, you know, in the beginning, but if you take a look at Berkshire Hathaway, he's unwound most of those trades. So basically, he unwound a lot of his currency trades because he took a beating on it last year. And he came out and said it. I mean, he's not, you know, fully thrilled, but I don't, you know, I think you kind of have a resistance level there, you know, at $1.30, to the euro, and then, you know, bounces back in the other direction. You know, do I think that we're going to see back the way it was back, you know, pre-9/11 where it was, you know, super strong, where you could go to Europe and you could buy up the place? No, but on the other hand as well, you know, you don't want the dollar to become too strong because then it makes our goods and services more expensive around the globe. And, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of people. Like I said, I live, you know, down in a, you know, in Southwest Florida where, you know, they're adding daily flights to, you know, from small airports like Frankfurt into small towns like Fort Myers, simply because the amount of people from Europe and people vacationing here and coming here and spending money.
Well, that's because, of course, they get such a good deal because their currency is so much stronger than
Absolutely.
Ours at the present time.
Absolutely. You don't want it. It's kind of like the story of the three little bears. You know, one's too hot, one's too cold, the bowl of porridge, and one's just right. You don't want the dollar to become too strong, and you also don't want the dollar to become too weak. I mean, you kind of want it to fluctuate there in the in-between.
Well, now, what about the Iranians' threat to form their own oil market and try to, of course, hurt the dollar that way? As long as we're threatening them, they think the best way to threaten us would be monetarily. I do think that they can pull that off, because they're certainly a very major oil player, certainly between Russia and Iran. Neither country really likes us at all. You know, they control a great deal of the world's exportable oil.
Oh, there's no doubt about it that, Iran... They're making money right now. Every single time these guys pop off their mouths, they, you know, the oil traders drive these prices higher. But once again, there's more than enough supply out there.
And of course, that's, I think, the fact that most Americans don't understand is that this is all, in my estimation, manipulated to make the rich richer, and the rest of us are doing rather poorly. In fact, I had a guest on one of my programs recently who wanted to put a $20 floor under the price of oil, or $25, saying, and he had legislation which nobody ever heard of, but if we could just get a floor under the price of oil, why, there are lots of people who go into oil production, but they're afraid to.
I disagree with that.
He had the legislation on it. He said that if we could just get a floor, that a lot of people would go into the oil business, but they're not going to, because if they drop the price of oil, they'll wipe them out.
Well, that happened obviously in the past. You know, we've dealt with that. No one came to the aid of the, you know, the oil companies when they were doing that. And you take a look at ExxonMobil's numbers, you know, the amount of money that they're pulling in, and you take a look at their price to earnings ratio as far as the stock is concerned, it can't compare with the rest of the stock market and the rest of the industry. Comparatively, the stock is very, very cheap because investors and pension funds and traders know that, you know what, eventually these oil prices are going to come back down and Exxon is not going to be making as much money as they were in the past. But you're also going to deal with the fact that, you know, it's not easy to go out there and put up an oil well and to go out and search and to go find and do all these things. You're talking about, an endeavor, where, it could take you upwards of 10 years before you even start turning a profit. Now, that involves an enormous amount of capital to do that. And when you have a regulatory climate where you don't know, you never know who's going to go into office and what politician's going to change his mind on whatever ruling it may be, sometimes it makes some of these things very unattractive for oil companies to go ahead and do. I mean, bottom line, we've got more than enough oil here in North America and in the Gulf of Mexico and natural gas to be doing just fine. I mean, there's a big debate right now about, should we be, drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico and drilling for gas in the Gulf of Mexico, and if politicians down here in Florida don't want it because they're afraid of natural disasters. And it's a concern, and it's a debate that needs to be had. But either we're going to go ahead and do it, or the Chinese and the Cubans are going to go ahead and do it. So I'd much rather have us do it and do it the right way and do it, without the mess, than, have other countries go ahead and do it.
But, of course, they're doing everything they can to go ahead and block it, as, of course, Cuba and China are working together to develop the oil down there, which doesn't make sense. But then, the fact that they've been able to block even beginning to drill up in Anwar for such a long period of time, because, of course, we didn't want to infringe on the beautiful Arctic wilderness, which, of course, about 10 months out of the year is nothing but ice.
Well, if you actually see the pictures of Anwar, it's kind of funny. And actually, we did the... We scaled it on a piece of paper. If you were looking at a piece of paper, and if a piece of paper was the size of Anwar, that whole reserve up there, where they want to drill and where they want to take the oil out of would be comparatively the size of a period if you typed it on a page in 10-point font. Just to put that into perspective for everybody out there. So, like I said, politicians are very, very good. The modern-day pharaohs are very, very good in trying to sway people in whatever direction they choose. And, the first time the prices went up in oil a couple months ago, it was a race to the gas station to see who could hold a press conference fast enough in front of a gas station. And they were coming up with such brilliant ideas like giving $100 rebate checks and all this nonsense out there. And yes, no one likes paying these higher prices. There's no doubt about it. But, I still believe that they're going to come back down. And you know what? I take a look at the rest of the globe. I've got to go to Europe on a regular basis. You see prices there, $6, $7, some cases $8 a gallon. Is that what they're paying?
It really is incredible. Well, I can almost imagine that if something doesn't happen, we'll have it here. Because I do believe that there really are people who want a conservation. And, people aren't going to do it on their own. You're going to have to drive the prices up. And I'm sure Exxon and Chevron will be glad to go along and oblige. And, of course, the profits, my understanding, went from about $25 billion to $100 billion for the oil companies. That's a pretty good increase. Maybe it is only temporary, but if they can keep the price up, if they can keep artificial shortages, they're going to be able to keep raising those prices. And if you look at it, part of the general good, in other words, wouldn't it be wonderful if people would just conserve and just get out of their SUVs and there wouldn't be so much congestion?
I agree with you 110%. I mean, I think I see somebody at a gas station, complaining about gasoline, but he's filling up a Hummer. You have to laugh with something like that. But there are no shortages where there's more than enough oil to go around. And I try to take a look at the oil companies. You can't blame them. You take a look at the oil companies and you say, what is their profitability? How much money are they making? What are their margins? And their margins have not changed. Their margins have remained the same. Their worldwide demand has gone up for their product. I mean, if you were selling lemonade at a corner stand, out on the corner, and you sold X amount of lemonades on, a 50
We're going to have to hold that up. We're going to go to a break for right now. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course we're basically talking with Chris Markowski, and we're talking about what's happening as far as gold and silver. But now, why did gold and silver drop out so dramatically? In the face of all the hostilities taking place in the Middle East, you would have thought that with the political uncertainty, they would have gone up. And yet, the people, I'm sure, who invested, especially if they tried investing in the commodity market, really take a bath.
Well, gold and silver and commodities are, if you have gold sitting in a safe at your house, that gold is not paying you anything. It's not paying you any dividends. You're not getting any compounding interest. What you're doing is it's sitting there and it's collecting dust. And if you take a look at gold, and these are just the facts, I know a lot of people don't want to believe it, you take a look at the performance of gold over the past 200 years, it's underperformed every asset out there except the U.S. dollar. Now, compounding is the royal road to riches. Albert Einstein said, it's the eighth wonder of the world, compounding interest. Compounding little gains over a long period of time. You know, there are times when stuff becomes undervalued, and it's a good buy, and then it becomes overvalued, and that's when you want to sell, whether it be real estate, whether it be stocks, whether it be gold. You know, certain times, traders out there are going to say, you know what? What is this really worth in the worldwide market? Are jewelers making that much more gold? Can you eat it? Can you stick it in your car? What can you do with it? And, you know, eventually things just change. I mean, people just, they get turned off by various different things, and a lot of fads happen. One of the latest commodity run-ups you're going to probably see, and mark my words, is going to be corn. Because everyone's going to be jumping all over the ethanol bandwagon, and commodity traders are going to get into this. You're going to start hearing the commercials on talk radio. You need to invest in corn, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And the prices will run up, and then people will get hurt again. No different than the dot-com stocks back from the 1990s.
All right, fine. Well, then you would, at this time, you'd suggest people not invest in gold.
Well, I think that a certain portion of your portfolio, deserves to be in some hard assets. But, you know, just like anything else, you have to protect your downside on these things. Let's face it. If gold has been a surefire loser. Inflation adjusted, you know, the price of gold is still, you know, much, much lower than it was back in 1980. So if you went and you stuck it and you bought gold and you put gold in your portfolio, you bought gold bars back in 1980, you are underwater by a lot.
What happened to your bottom a couple of years ago, though?
Well, that's a different story. That's a short term.
Sure.
How many investors are looking? That there's a difference between a short term investor and someone that's trying to build an investor over the long run. Nobody but God knows where the exact bottoms are and the exact tops are. And
all right, now, what should people be doing today to protect their dollar, their wealth, if the dollar should, perhaps in the next year or two, turn down? Or is the possibility the dollar is going to turn down?
The dollar has turned down. I mean, compared to where it was a few years ago, it's already dropped a lot. I mean, it was you're talking about over a 30% difference the way it was back in 2000. That to me is a big difference. That's a big turn.
So what do people do to protect their wealth?
Well, to protect your wealth, you have to, like I said, you have to compound your gains over time. You've got to look for the best safe yields available out there. There's a lot of different things out there. There's a lot of great exchange traded funds. There's a lot of stuff out there that's very, very safe. Some of the biggest companies out there that have been paying dividends for years and years and years. And, you know, you're going to see these types of returns. You're going to constantly be getting paid. Your assets are going to be working for you instead of just sitting there. And that's the key. I mean, that's what, well, I mean, you talk about the true wealth out there in this country. It's compounding interest. It's compounding gains. The rule of 72. You know, the math doesn't lie.
Well, but how do you actually stay ahead of inflation? Because we have an inflation, they tell us, is only 2 or 3%. Do you think that these government figures are really accurate?
Well, I think in some areas they're accurate, and I think in some areas they're not. I mean, I think you can see, the price of this, has gone up. Let's say whether it be milk because of oil, or oil has gone up, or insurance prices have gone up. But then you take a look at, I take a look at my phone bill. Whereas, 5 years ago for my company, my offices, my phone bills, were a couple thousand bucks a month. You know, it's not even close to that anymore. It's not even near that anymore.
But what about, say, the price of food? What about the price of gasoline? What about the price of medical care? I mean, certainly the government puts out these figures, and I really wonder if they have anything to do with reality. We'll talk about that when we get back here. I guess, Cliff Markowski, we're talking about how do you protect yourself in uncertain times, and, of course, how do you get enough income to outweigh the inflation, and if you're getting a 6% income, but you got an 8% inflation, of real inflation, why then it seems to me you're going behind all the time. So how do we survive in uncertain times?
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon, Cliff Markowski. Before we go on, Cliff, I want you to get your telephone number and web page out there so people know how to get in touch with you.
Sure. We've been for over, it seems like a long time. Started in 1995. I spent a while working on Wall Street. We went out and we started our own investor advocate network. My newsletter, the Markowski Monthly, is the most widely read investor advocate newsletter in the country. I called the Enron debacle, we called the dot-com collapses, and we go and we help out individuals with their investment fraud and getting people, helping people who've gotten ripped off and scammed. And just about 5 years ago, I started a radio show, and you know, now we're on over 100 stations all around the country. So we've grown, but on our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, it's one word, watchdogonwallstreet.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, all sorts of other free stuff there as well, free consultations with CFPs, we've got you know, account repair kits, all sorts of stuff to help people out. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com, or by giving us a call at 800-471-5984, that's 800-471-5984.
All right, fine. Well, we were just saying, you know, certainly with the inflation there, I suspect that inflation is a little higher or quite a bit higher than we're being told, but certainly how do we then, you know, protect our wealth? And of course, it's great if we can compound our interest, but, you know, if our inflation is, and, you know, give it equal to what we're getting as far as the dividend, and we're having to pay taxes on our on what we're getting, why we're going behind. So how can we really be sure that we're going to be able to stay ahead of the game and preserve our wealth? Because I think in times like this, that's the big question.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the magic question out there, you know, what is inflation? What is it at? You mentioned the number 8%, and, you know, I don't agree with that. I don't think it's nearly that. I think that, you know, I think certain goods and services are going to go up in price, and certain goods and services have certainly dropped in price a lot. You know, not to mention the fact that, you know, this past year was the, you know, you take a look at it, was the greatest, they said the greatest job market ever for college graduates and, you know, people who went down to get their master's degree. You know, they're paying these kids, you know, right out of college, you know, over $100,000 a year. You know, you want to talk about inflation, there's some wage inflation right there. But because of, you know, the productivity gains that we've seen in this country, and productivity has been very, very good, you know, we're able to see the type of growth. And I really don't see that much of an inflation area. But I think oil and energy is the high inflation areas right there. Taxes is another story. I mean, we're in a perpetual state of getting taxed. Whether, you know, I'm getting taxed right now while we're speaking today because of the, you know, the phone, the electricity, the heat, your income tax, your state income tax. I mean, I remember when my offices were in New York City, it was triple tax. Now, what I did and what a lot of Americans are doing and say, you know what? I'm not going to be, I don't like paying these taxes anymore, these state taxes. And, you know, you're seeing an influx of people moving out of a lot of these high tax northern states and also leaving states like California for places like Nevada or Alabama or Mississippi and Florida and these other places. There's an enormous wealth of opportunity in this country of people willing to go out and take advantage of it. I'm actually, where I am down here in Southwest Florida, this whole Southwest Florida area, it's actually a problem because we have an effective, you know, 0% unemployment rate here. I mean, you can't walk around without seeing a help wanted sign somewhere. And I never, you know, I never really thought about this and, you know, before, but a 0% unemployment rate is a terrible, terrible thing. Because as far as workers are concerned, people get very lazy, and they know, gee whiz, if I'm going to get fired today, I'm going to have a job tomorrow by walking across the street because there's just such a demand and need for workers.
Now, whereabouts are you?
Down in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, fine. So is the economy pretty good down there in Florida?
Oh, yeah. Doing very, very well. Booming state.
Okay, now, Chris, I understand you have very, very attractive tax laws down there for, in many respects, as far as inheritance and all the other tax laws that you have.
Well, that's, you know, but that's what a lot of states are doing now, and they're where, you know, a lot of people are attracting, you know, a lot of, you know, businesses and people to move from a lot of the northern states. I even take a look at, you know, when companies like Toyota and Nissan and Honda, when they're, you know, they're going to go ahead and they're going to build plants, and they're building them left and right here around the country. Where are they building these plants? You know, they're building them in Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, you know, tax-friendly states, because, you know, they're smart. Why are you going to set it up in Massachusetts or New York and get hammered? No.
Aren't they also moving into the South because they can get labor at a cheaper price?
Well, there's no doubt about it, because also the cost of living is a lot less.
Well, now, what's happening to the housing market down there in Florida? Is it still booming, or is it beginning to level off a little?
Oh no, it's definitely leveled off. I mean, it was down here in the Southwest area, the Sarasota, Bradenton, Naples area was huge gains over the past couple of years. But now, you know, it's definitely much more of a buyer's market right now, and quite frankly, a lot of real estate, a lot of speculators are going to get squeezed very, very soon because they went out and there was the old, you know, kind of like flipping stocks, kind of like trading in and out of stocks. These guys were buying up, you know, pre-construction homes and condos and things like that they couldn't afford. And, you know, they're going to see themselves squeezed, no doubt about it, a lot of these investors over the next couple of years. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a good thing because it offers, you know, the opportunity for, you know, the prices to come back down and people would get things at an undervalued price. That's what the market's all about.
All right, well, of course, we see the rising interest rates. And, of course, theoretically, this is being done to begin to get the interest rates higher to oppose inflation. In other words, the government says we only have 2 or 3% inflation, but we've got to raise our interest rates, you know, so it doesn't get out of hand. And then, on the other hand, though, there's been this massive expansion of credit during the first 3 months of this last year, almost to $1 trillion, at least the overall debt, you know, of our country. Why would they be raising interest rates on one hand and massively increasing, allowing the massive increase in debt for the other? It just doesn't make quite sense to me.
Well, what the Federal Reserve does is a completely different ball of wax in regards to what the federal government is going to be doing. You know, I'm not a big, you know, I'm a big, you know, believer in, you know, getting the federal government, you know, under control with spending. And I, that's one of the things we talk about all the time. I mean, I'm a big believer. I think we've got modern day pharaohs. I mean, these guys build roads and all these things much like the pharaohs used to do and stick their names on them with our tax dollars and do all sorts of things that they really shouldn't be doing. And it, quite frankly, is unconstitutional. The problem that we're going to see as far as our national debt is concerned and issuing debt, you know, in comparison to our GDP and our nation's output, it's not nearly as bad as it was back in the 1980s, and it's something, you know, with the type of economic growth that we've seen in this country and we're going to continue to see, it's something that I believe we're going to deal with. The problem that we have right now, the 10,000-pound gorilla in the room, is entitlement spending. Is the fact that the government has made all these promises. They put together a Ponzi scheme called Social Security and Medicare that it's just not going to work. And what I tell people, as I said, this is what I think is going to happen, and this is my belief. As I said, if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, and you're counting on Social Security to provide for you in your retirement, you're a fool. You're a fool because it's not going to be there. The government can cancel the program, and basically that would be it. But you know what? They're going to be able to politically do that, you know, down the road simply because what is going to be the alternative? We're going to raise everybody's income tax to 50% to pay for all these things. It just doesn't work. Everybody understands what a Ponzi scheme is, a pyramid scam is. That's what Social Security was. I mean, Social Security is a classic Ponzi scheme. Not enough people are paying into it. Not enough people that are going to be collecting it. People are living older and older lives. You know, people are going to have to start understanding they're not going to be able to retire at 62 and 65 if more and more people are going to be living to, you know, 85, 90, 95. Everybody's living longer lives, healthier lives. I mean, things are going to have to change. And people need to understand that. And I actually did a little bit of a study. You go back and you take a look. You go back to 1860 here in this country. And you saw the percentage of Americans that worked, who were 65 and above, that were still working, it was upwards of 98%. I mean, retirement is pretty much a 20th century phenomenon. But it basically what it is, it's a 20th century phenomenon Social Security created. I mean, the worst numbers came to like 2000 was the last time the census was taken, was, you know, a little over 12% of the population was working past 65. If you were 65 and older in 2000, 12% of the people were still working. That's not going to fly anymore, simply because the numbers just don't add up. And it's not just this country. It's Japan and Western Europe as well.
Well, then, of course, a lot of this is a byproduct of the abortions. We've killed off so many of the unborn children, about 50 million of them here in America, and proportional amounts over in Japan and Western Europe. So they're not going to be the young people there paying into this. And the only way we're going to be able to do this at all is massive immigration from South America and other countries. America may very well fare better than places like Japan, which discourages immigration.
Oh, our birth rate is much better than over there as well. I said, I come from a half Polish, half Italian background, and you know, I get to Europe a lot, and you know, we tend to complain about the way things are here in this country, but the bottom line is over there. I mean, the average family has one kid and one kid only. These are countries that traditionally have large families: Italy, Greece. These Mediterranean countries, and yeah, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the loss of, you know, their faith. Churches are empty on Sundays. It also has a lot to do with, you know, the society's becoming much more self-centered, you know, all about me, me, me. We fare much better, quite honestly, than Western Europe and Japan as well. I mean, Japan is aging and aging quickly.
Right, and they're going to be in real trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons why that, you know, countries like India and China. You know, a lot of people, you know, fret about the power of these countries. There's a need for these countries to become, you know, stronger, because, you know, down the road we're going to need these countries to buy our stocks and to buy our stuff and to buy our assets, because we're going to need to sell them simply because of a demographic shift. It's not necessarily a bad. A lot of people get a little bit nervous, but you know, it's not necessarily a horrible thing. It goes in trends, and it's going to flip in China as well, because they had a one child policy, which is still there for a long period of time, and it's going to change there as well. It goes in trends, it goes in waves, you know. But you know, there's no doubt about it. Demographics and the like I said, the multi-million pound gorilla in the room is the entitlements and the this belief that, you know, the government's going to be able to take care of you. It just doesn't work that way. It's something that's going to fall apart sooner than later.
Well, I can imagine, though, if they try to cut back on them, they're going to be people in the wheelchairs and people with their canes, shaking their canes, that you're taking away something they've been promised.
Well, they did when the president tried to start reforming and actually put some things forward in regards to Social Security. And, you know, once again, no common sense whatsoever. It was all politics and, oh, the president's going to take away your Social Security, and they're going to try to take this away from you and cut you this and cut you that. No, he's just trying to come up with some you know, reality-based things to try to save it, or try to prolong it as long as you can. And that's why I tell everybody, I said, you know what, if you get it, fantastic, super, you won. Think of it as a lottery. But right now, think of it as a extra tax that you pay in every single paycheck that you have there. And I'm I've got to pay extra twice. I'm a business owner, so I got to pay the business owner portion for myself and everybody else as well. But you think of it, that's all it is. It's just another tax. The government never saved it, never invested it. They just use it, the money that comes in, and they spend it on whatever project they want to. And they stick an IOU into a file cabinet in West Virginia. It's pretty sad, but you know what? If no one cares and no one pays attention to the issues, and everyone buys into the sappy commercials or the idiotic politicians saying that someone's trying to take away your Social Security or try to hurt old people, I mean, how stupid is that? What type of public wants to hurt old people? The people buy into it; they believe it.
But you see, we've told them that it's an entitlement, that they're entitled to it, and we're telling them there is a Social Security fund. And the truth of the matter, there is a Social Security fund. There's a folder someplace, and it's got a whole flock of IOUs that have nothing behind them. In other words, the government has no way of possibly paying off its debts.
They're all IOUs. But the funny thing is, and actually I wish I had it in front of me, I can't remember, there was actually a Supreme Court decision, this was back in the 1960s, in regards to Social Security. We call it an entitlement, but if the government wanted to cut benefits down to basically nil tomorrow, they could, and you have no say. No say. They're completely within their legal limits to do so, and if you don't think it's going to happen, you're crazy, because it's going to.
And I fear there are going to be an awful lot of people who will be impoverished in this country. In fact, I believe that there is it seems to be an almost like an organized effort to lower living standards in this country. We've lived so well for so long, I don't think most people could imagine that things could get worse.
No, see, you know, I'm going to disagree with you.
All right, you go ahead. That's why we've got you.
And I'm going to tell you why. I think it's not anybody's fault, but the individual's fault. You know, what's the great thing about this country is individual responsibility and going out and doing things on your own. And if you're going to rely upon the government for Social Security or rely upon the government for your health care or for your retirement, it's not the American thing to do. You know, we become so obsessed, we become such a society of I have to spend, I've got to have this, I've got to have that, I've got to have a fancier car, I've got to have a bigger boat than my neighbors, I've got to have all these various different things. And you know what? People don't save. I mean, I'm on the front lines. I mean, I get phone calls from people, I'm 58 years old, I want to retire when I'm 62, you know, how can I go about doing that? Well, how much money have you saved? Oh, nothing. I've got my little bit of pension here. I'm saying, you spent your entire life not saving. Oh, I had to put kids through college, I had to put kids... I said, you know what, baloney. You know, it doesn't take much. The earlier you start, the better off you're going to be. And people, like I said, they become, material obsessed here. And
well,
some people have. Not everybody, but whose fault is that? Not the government's fault? It's our fault.
You're absolutely right. But what about the people who've been promised these large pension funds from General Motors and from Ford and from Delphi and Dana and dozens of other major corporations across America? They really think they're going to get a pension, and they're not going to get any pension. They really think they're going to have health benefits. They're not going to get any health benefits. What about those?
You have a good point there. And actually, a lot of these pensions are going to be tossed on to the backs of the taxpayers, the Pension Guarantee Benefit Corporation. And we, the taxpayers, are going to be bailing a lot of these things out. But, you know, they're not going to be receiving as nearly as great a benefits as they were before. But, you know, let's call it what it is. If you get a job with the UAW, you can get a job out of high school. You can have no skills whatsoever. You're getting a job at the, you know, at the UAW. You're making the equivalent a year, graduating from high school with no real skills whatsoever, of over $100,000 a year with benefits. That doesn't fly. And this is what the unions did this to themselves.
You're absolutely right.
Instead of working with the corporations and coming up with reasonable contracts, it became a, see how far I'm going to get over on the corporation and vice versa.
Chris, we're out of time. I want you to get your telephone number off one more time.
Sure. It's
okay.
800-471-5984. It's 800-471-5984. Watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. God bless. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you listen to our programs and you think that we have something different to offer, why, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you do, why, for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, or CDs, and you'll get our monthly newsletter. And hopefully, you'll be able to then to copy those things and get them into other people's hands and help us get the truth out across America. Now, if you want to understand what's really going on financially, in my estimation, you need to get our talk. It's available either on DVD and or on VHS. It's called The Financial Tsunami, and it comes with a syllabus. If you get the syllabus, we knock off $5 on the price, because we want you to have the information. We want you to have the government statistics. We want you to understand what M2, what M3, what M1 are, and how all these things work together. We want you to understand the game that's being played with your future and your children's future. And I believe there is an organized effort to destroy the economy of this country. And I think you can read the plan in the Earth Charter, and of course it's included in the Financial Synonymy syllabus. Who wrote the Earth Charter? Three of the most powerful men in the world, Mikhail Gorbachev, Marie Strong, and of course Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller. And then we, of course, take you into the master plan of these people of great wealth, and we show you from their writings exactly what they intend to do. And they intend to impoverish you and your children and generations yet unborn, at least those who are allowed to survive, because there are too many people in the world, and wouldn't we be better off without a lot of these older people? And there really are people who think that way. Now, you can get Financial Tsunami by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the genocidal programs they have, you need to get our talk, Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction. You can get, of course, our video on population control. You can get our 4-tape set on population control and learn all about DDT and the scam that got that outlawed and has cost about 100 million lives since 1973. 100 million people have died unnecessarily. But, you know, we've got 60 million people with a sexually transmitted viral disease in America. That didn't happen by accident. It was a very effective public health policy. They knew exactly what they were doing when they told people to go ahead and be promiscuous, just protect yourself, knowing full well that protection wouldn't work, just like what they told the drug users. Oh, you know, if you want to protect yourself from AIDS, go ahead and use this 10% Clorox solution and rinse out your needle and rinse out your syringe, knowing full well it didn't work at all. They knew that, and they killed, you know, tens of thousands of IV drug users here in America. We've lost 500,000 people from AIDS and another, you know, million people infected, and but, of course, we're targeting the blacks. When you understand that, you understand the genocidal and racial policies of these wicked people, which I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to get our three pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy. They're three little pamphlets, each one about 40 pages long, made up of my newsletters and Dr. Cuddy's newsletters, that will take you into the background of the wicked people who work within the shadows to create a new world order and a new world religion. So, once again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then we hope many of you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there. You can notice we do carry a few items. We carry the Berkey products, and if you get them through us, why, you get a 4-tape set or video that we produce. We carry various soap products. We carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, Sanjian Radios. We're carrying health products, too. And we carry vitamin C and D and coenzyme Q10 and all sorts of great things. If you'd like a health catalog, why, we'll be glad to send you one. We hope you'll want to get your health products through us. And of course, help us. This is another means that you can use to help us. But pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, beautiful
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But please don't call. Please don't call unless we ask for calls, because right now we have with us Patrick Wood from the August Foundation, August Review, and we're going to be talking about this whole internationalist movement. Now, many years ago, Patrick Wood worked with our good friend, Professor Anthony Sutton, and writing books about the Trilateral Commission. This small clique of very wealthy and powerful men who want to bring about a world government under their control, and they've been working at this in the early 1970s under the auspices of the Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller. And these are some of the most powerful men in the world. They have a plan, and Barry Goldwater laid this out very, very clearly in his book, With No Apologies. He talked about how they were going to control the finances of the world by first gaining control of the American government and having their people planted in our government. And then, of course, they were going to control the ecclesiastic, that means the churches, the political, the financial aspects of society. And eventually their plan was to rule the future. And that is exactly what is going on today. And when you hear about all these big international conferences, believe me, the representatives of the Trilateral Commission are there controlling and manipulating the leaders of the world. And with that as a background, Patrick Wood, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Dr. Stan. Glad to be on the show again.
Well, tell us what the latest things are in this, the internationalist plan to control our lives and to rule the future.
Well, the biggest story, I think, still, Dr. Stan, is concerns the North American Union that a lot of being talked about a lot today, at least in alternative media. It's not being talked about much in mainstream media yet, but the fact that President Bush is attempting to create a North American Union without congressional approval or public approval is just absolutely monumental in the march towards globalization. And there are some congressmen now who are standing up in our Senate and Congress demanding to have some explanation on what's going on with this so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership that Bush has going right now with the President of Mexico and also the Premier of Canada. And it's interesting that the White House spokesman, Tony Snow, recently was asked about this SPP, this Security and Prosperity Partnership, if Bush was trying to implement, something like a European Union here in America, and he categorically denied it, said absolutely not. It's just an innocuous thing, whatever.
But that's exactly what they told the people over in Europe.
That's
and
exactly
lied,
right.
They lied to them. Why should we believe anything that a presidential spokesman says? I mean,
that's right.
These people are paid to lie, not to tell the truth. Yep. And the American people don't want to give up our sovereignty, but there are people within the elite who do.
Yes. And our motto is and has been for a long time: watch what they do, not what they say. And so we're watching what we watch what they're doing, and we see exactly what they're doing, because enough of a paper trail has been left for us to observe. And very clearly what they're doing is making an end run. That is, the administration is making an end run around the Congress and around the people of the United States to create a new North American union between Mexico, Canada, and the United States that will supersede the sovereignty of the United States that we've known and enjoyed all our lives.
And I think most people cannot imagine what it would be if this Constitution was simply suspended as sort of on a temporary basis, like they suspended, the Bretton Woods Agreement back in 1971. Just temporary, you understand, but never revitalized.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, this is Archer Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Patrick Wood of the August Review, and Patrick's been around for a long time, and we, although I've never met him, we feel a certain kindred back and forth. You know, we had common friends, and Patrick has been on the front lines of this battle for, well over 25, 20, 27 years, trying to awaken the American people to what's going on. A small clique controls both political parties, controls the finances of our nation. They know exactly what they're doing, but they can't let the American people know that a small group of people already, of course, controls our finances, controls our central bank, controls the majority of our corporations, and as a result, of course, we're able to determine the future of this nation and to use our wealth and our military power to dominate the world, because that's really what they're doing, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed, and the members of this group have dominated, of course, as you mentioned, both political parties, but they really have dominated the executive branch of the U.S. government since 1976 with the election of James Earl Carter, and they've dominated the executive branch ever since, and all the way along the way, they've accumulated power to themselves, sometimes by executive order, sometimes by other means. And today, the executive branch apparently feels that it's so powerful that it can simply just make an end run around our Congress and around the people of the United States to just go ahead and do with impunity what they want to do. They're not even asking for advice and consent from our own Congress right now.
And, of course, one of the things you mentioned a little earlier was the fact that they want to do away with our Constitution. They want to form a North American community where we will join together the governments of Mexico and Canada and the United States into just one big happy world. And we'll have, you know, ready movements across the border. We'll have not immigration, but migration. And we can begin to combine our economies, our various functions of government, and just as they have exactly in Europe, but we can't let the American people know, can we?
That's right. The American people are getting they're getting cooked like the frog in a pan of water. They're asleep. They're numbed into complacency, and they're just basically believing the path that the government's putting out to them. But the handwriting, Dr. Stan, is all over the wall right now. It's not that there's just one little section of the wall that has handwriting on it right now. It's everywhere, virtually everywhere you look, danger signs are popping up. And, you asked me one time, I think recently on a show, you know, how much time do you think we have left? I think I said like 18 to 24 months, there will be some major activity take place in our economy and our currency. I said that with a little bit of ignorance, back then because, you know, who knows, you make a projection, you just kind of guess at it sometimes, but, there's been some new information come out just over the weekend that is absolutely spectacular. And that comes in the form of a report that was written for the St. Louis Federal Reserve that appeared, that actually was posted to the public website, but was never picked up by the press, of course. The title of the report, written by Lawrence Kotlikoff, is, quote, "Is the U.S. Bankrupt?"
And, of course, this is written for the St. Louis branch of the Federal Reserve System, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And he's been a prominent economist with the Fed for many years. He has at least 355 papers that I could find that have been published by the various Feds over the years. He's a prominent economist. He's a professor of economics at Boston University. He's been around for a long time, and he's very authoritative in his research and in his speaking. And he concludes at the end of his report, countries can, this is a quote, countries can and do go bankrupt. The U.S., with a $65.9 trillion fiscal gap, seems clearly headed down that path. Close quote. This was a 22-page report, or 23-page report, by the way, and I wouldn't want to denigrate the rest of the report by just giving you the conclusion. But that was his conclusion from the research he offers, that the United States is clearly headed down the path of bankruptcy, and even urgently so.
And, of course, this is where he's talking about the money that we promised to pay out for Medicare, which we don't have. The money which we promised to pay out for Social Security, which we don't have. And he's talking, what, about $65, $67 trillion debt?
That's exactly right. What he's saying, the gap that between what we owe now and in the future versus what we have now and in the future is $65.9 trillion. That's five times the U.S. domestic product and is twice as large as our entire national wealth.
Now, when, of course, is this whole house of cards beginning to collapse?
What he's saying is that it's collapsing right now under our nose,
all
essentially.
Right.
But imagine a Ben Bernanke going to, you know, to do his monthly congressional thing, little testimony, getting up and saying something like, quote, "The U.S. is clearly headed towards bankruptcy, folks." I mean, the group he is talking to would panic and get up and run out of the room to go sell their stocks. It's inconceivable that they would want this to be a public policy. However, this apparently more or less internal working paper was posted, and here we have the results of their current thinking. They understand the U.S. is bankrupt. You and I have known it for some time. They're saying it now. They're acknowledging it. And the question, beyond just the question of their acknowledging it, we know they're thinking about it. The question is, what are they going to do about it to protect their investment?
Well, didn't he have a couple of suggestions, like cutting Social Security and Medicare liability by two-thirds? What did he suggest?
Actually, he did make some suggestions at this, you know, some recommendations, like any good economist would, at the end of his paper. But the recommendations were more or less just follow-up, and anything he talked about was politically unacceptable in any case. It never would get through our Congress. It would never get through the people either. The baby boomers that are just coming of age now are not about just to be told summarily that they're only going to get 20% of their pension, you know, their Social Security for the rest of their life. That's not going to wash. It would create a revolution within our country in a heartbeat. But they are apparently taking immediate action. I think they have recently taken action to protect their investment and to prepare for this coming currency collapse, which is by, you know, kind of by default predicted by America going bankrupt. The American dollar as a reserve currency will be out the window, absolutely out the window. Dollar-denominated investments basically are going to get hurt really bad. Stock market, bonds, stocks, real estate, whatever. Our economy is, what this is saying essentially is our economy is in dire jeopardy.
Right? Well, Chris, now where can people get this article? Actually, I have actually interviewed this economist some time ago. He had written a book on this, but where can our listeners get the information? Do you have it posted on your website?
I just posted this on my website, Dr. Stan, and it's under the news commentary section, which is a link on the left of you know, the navigation links.
Let's tell our listeners how they can get to your website.
www.augustreview.com. And most importantly, I put a link within that article to the original article that Kotlikoff wrote, that he wrote in November of 2005. And they shouldn't take my word for it. Heaven forbid. Go get the article and read it yourself. It's 23 pages, but you know, if you can read and you want to get it right from the horse's mouth, go read him. What he's saying is absolutely spectacular.
All right, I think it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you check out and try to prove Patrick wrong. Now, he's not wrong because I've read the article.
Prove me wrong, please.
But you see, you don't want to believe this.
I don't want to believe it. I don't.
And the average individual out there doesn't want to hear bad news. Tune into Radio Liberty every afternoon, get bad news. Well, but if we didn't care about you, we wouldn't tell you the truth. We would be like so many ministers who want to tell you, just make you feel really good when you come out of church and we're not going to, you don't want to hear the message. We're sinners, we're in real trouble, and if it weren't for the cross, why, we wouldn't have any hope at all of salvation. So we want to hear how good people we are, and we want to hear how good the economy is. Everything's going to keep going the way it is, but it isn't true, is it?
Yes, it's not true at all. Not true at all. And I'm not offering any suggestions in my article about what people should do investment-wise and stuff, because I'm not an investment advisor, and there are people smarter than I in that area. But we can make some very astute observations as how the Federal Reserve, with its banking cronies around the world, are beginning to cover their rear ends. One thing is becomes obvious now. They've raised the discount rate, the Fed has, for the 17th consecutive straight time as of June 29th, 2006, an unprecedented raise in interest rates. This has the effect of withdrawing currency and credit from the economy. And banks essentially are drying up right now in their loaning capacity because their reserves are shrinking. So the Federal Reserve has a policy in place for quite some time now to withdraw credit from the American economy. The second thing is interesting, Dr. Stan. We puzzled one time about why Henry Paulson was immediately nominated to be Secretary of Treasury when John Snow announced he was resigning. The same day President Bush nominated Henry Paulson, who formerly was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, and also, just incidentally, the highest paid executive on Wall Street with $38 million a year salary. And Goldman Sachs is at the white hot core of the international or global banking community. They rank with Brown Brothers Harriman, with Lehman Brothers, Kuhn Loeb, with J.P. Morgan Chase, and other investment banks of that characteristic. Why would a guy like Henry Paulson give up a $40 million a year job to take a paltry salary at the Department of Treasury, even if it's ahead of the Treasury?
I think he's going to get, what, about $180,000 a year, $140,000?
Exactly. And I think this question can be almost definitively answered now, that he is the global banking representative that's being sent into our Treasury Department to help mitigate or manage the bankruptcy of the U.S. dollar.
And I think
he's the man that can do it.
And, of course, what's happening increasingly throughout the rest of the world is that countries are beginning to turn away from the dollar. Russia is setting up a new system for selling its oil. They are the largest oil and natural gas producer in the world. And they're setting up a system where the people can buy their their oil and gas not based upon the dollar, which has been the tradition, but upon a basket of other currencies. And the same thing probably will hold true with Iran, and of course before this current debacle in the Middle East is over, why Iran is going to do everything they can to hurt the United States. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. But of course, the stability of a nation is dependent upon the stability of the currency. And we're a bankrupt nation. Get this article. Find out if it's really true. And if it is, then you better begin trying to protect yourself.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Exactly. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're back here with Patrick Wood from the August Review. And Patrick has a great deal of information about what's going on. We've been talking about the bankruptcy of the United States, and certainly quoting from Professor Kitlikoff, who's been written an article for the St. Louis branch of the Federal Reserve, pointing out that we're bankrupt. But, of course, the American people can't know that. They think, of course, we're the mightiest nation in the world. My goodness, we've got all these weapons, but we're also the largest debtor nation in the world, not only up to other nations, but to our own people, because we promised them all these things. We promised them the retirement. We promised them the health care benefits. And then we spent all that money that was paid in that would have allowed the system to work, and it's simply all been spent on, well, on boondoggles. And, of course, we've got some of the happiest congressmen and legislators in the whole world right in Washington, D.C., because they're making out really great.
Well, they're getting theirs, I guess. That's about all you can say.
I like to say we've got the finest congressmen that money can buy. And believe me, when they leave Congress or the Senate, they get fancy jobs. They get all sorts of goodies. They get a pension for life and health care for life. But they also get good-paying jobs as lobbyists or working for the corporations that they've helped. Or, you know, there are all sorts of means that they can write a book. And as Alan Greenspan, I think they gave him $8 million for writing a book, and he's not even going to write it.
And probably not. There's probably only one solution that's not practical and probably not possible, but the only solution that we have from our monetary demise right now is if our Congress were to take back the power to issue currency in this country away from the Fed and basically disband the Fed, which has been done to central banks in the United States prior to the founding of the Fed, by the way. Our Congress has the power to take up and put down. They could disband the Fed if they chose, and took back the constitutional requirement to manage the money and issue the currency of this country and do it themselves on behalf of the American people. We could survive with that kind of a system and probably would do very well.
Well, of course, they did that in 1811, and the central bank collapsed the economy and, of course, it bankrupted our people. They did it again in 1832 and 1833, and they collapsed the system and impoverished the American people. And if we tried to take the bank today, they would collapse our economy because they don't care. They control the
wealth. We'd have to take it very quickly from them and just, you know, show them the door about the same day. Like letting an unruly employee go. You know, you don't give him 2 weeks' notice. You escort him to the door and you take his pass key on the way out.
But of course, the thing is, the Federal Reserve System was established to preserve a stable currency and the value of the dollar. And they've devalued the dollar over the last almost 93 years, about 98%.
Mm-hmm. And now we're just about at the end of it, where the whole thing is going to collapse. They will continue to get theirs, however, without any question. There will be a new system that they will have in their hand ready to offer to the American people as soon as the crisis of the American dollar hits.
And then they're probably going to blame the wicked Osama bin Laden or the American people or the irresponsibility of the folks because we haven't been saving enough.
That's right. And we've been a nation of consumers. We have not been a nation of savers for probably the last 30 to 40 years. And, you know, not only is our government bankrupt, but most of our people are bankrupt, and they really don't realize that they're still solvent. But technically, if they liquidate everything they have, they'd be bankrupt just as anybody else.
But, of course, we're also morally bankrupt than spiritually bankrupt. This is the big problem.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That lies at the base of the whole thing is, the moral character, the spiritual character of people in our country. And there's a great deadness and a great, what would you call it, a gangrene that's spread across our country in the last 30 to 40 years.
Well, now, of course, you have been studying the Trilateral Commission since shortly after it was formed by David Rockefeller and Zygmunt Brzezinski back in 1973. And, of course, these people have accumulated tremendous power over every branch of our government, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Starting with James Earl Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski has written about the fact that he was the one that chose Jimmy Carter to run for the presidency in the first place. He groomed him, he tutored him, they funded him, they launched his political campaign, and they very directly were responsible for getting him elected to the presidency in 1976. He subsequently brought in about one-third of the members of the U.S. membership of the Trilateral Commission into his government, in his administration, in top positions like cabinet positions and top agency positions and stuff. And that started the dynasty of members of the Trilateral Commission in America.
And, of course, people have forgotten that George Herbert Walker Bush came from the Trilateral Commission.
He was also a member of the Trilateral Commission. He did the same thing, brought many people in the government, members of the Trilateral Commission. And it's important to note, probably just because the Federal Reserve is really a private organization, not so much a public organization, they have dominated the Fed, and they've also dominated the U.S. executive branch.
And, of course, today, why, of course, the real man who's running things in the White House is not George or W. Bush. It's
right.
A man named Dick Cheney, and guess where he came from?
Got out of commission.
Amen. We'll be right back here. But you're not going to hear about this from Rush Limbaugh.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Patrick Wood from the August Review. And once again, Patrick, I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they get in touch with your webpage, and get the information that you have that covers the Trilateral Commission, this recent paper by the Professor Kiplikoff, talking about the fact that America is bankrupt, and then the information on this organization that you've studied for so long.
Well, it's www.augustreview.com, and we have quite a bit of information on the Trilateral Commission and the activities and things that that they've been involved in, like NAFTA, like national security, like economic policies and stuff over the last 30 years. They can go to our website and just you know, look around to find tons of stuff that will keep them pinned down in the armchair for reading and stuff. But except if somebody would read, they'll never get it and understand. We just try and make it clear and put it out there for people to chew on.
Well, Chris, it's so incredible. Now, we carry actually a book called Trilateralists Over Washington by Professor Sutton. Did you have anything to do with that, or was that just sort of an update of what you and he had done many years earlier?
That was an update of what we had previously done. And he did that in the 1990s. That was prior to his passing in 2002. And it basically covered the same information with a little bit of update into the 1990s.
And, of course, really, he was one of the great... great researchers of modern times. Of course, he was at Hoover Institute, which most people think is conservative, but of course it's not really conservative, or it pays lip service to conservatism. But when he began to talk about the financing of communism by the United States and how we had funded communism in Russia and how we funded communism, the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War, and we're helping communist China, why, of course, Hoover Institute got rid of him in a hurry. The last thing that it can allow is for the American people to realize we've created the best enemy money could buy. You must have talked to him about that.
Oh, absolutely. And the only, except that that the Hoover Institution had forced him out. They basically forced him out by refusing to publish his works. They didn't ostracize him out or put physical threats on him or anything. They just all of a sudden, they just said, well, you know what, your manuscripts are not worthy to be published, so we're not going to publish them. That's how you force a scholar out of an institution like that. They live on the royalties off their books.
Well, of course, he told me that when he came back from testifying before the Republican National Commission, a convention in 1992, and of course that was during the Vietnam War, and he went to one of the committees there and he explained how we were financing the North Vietnamese. He told me when he got back to the to his office at the Hoover Institute, his name wasn't on the door anymore of his office. The telephone was disconnected. I mean, that's rather discouraging.
That's a pretty discouraging thing. Well, that was the circumstances on how myself and Tony actually got together. We both ended up at a gold conference down in New Orleans. He was already out, and he was there as a guest speaker for one of the workshops. And we ran into each other by accident in the cafeteria at the hotel. It was so crowded, they just were putting people at a table wherever there's a chair. I said, we don't mind sitting here with this gentleman today. I said, well, what can I say? I'm hungry. And so I sat down, and here sitting across from me was Tony Sutton. I didn't know him from Adam. And we started talking, and we realized that talking, after 30 minutes or so, that we had a body of evidence that was coming from different angles but focusing on the same people in the same situations. And we realized that we needed each other at that point, because I was a publisher and he was had major academic credentials. And I said, we got to do something. We just can't simply keep quiet. We have to write about what we know.
And so that was the Trilateral Commission, or what was the title of your two?
We started out with a newsletter called the Trilateral Observer. That was the very first thing we did, and from that we wrote Trilaterals Over Washington. Two volumes of it, as a matter of fact. We did about probably a little over 300 radio and TV talk shows around the country, and tons of public speaking, to groups and stuff all over the country. It was quite a whirlwind. But when Ronald Reagan was elected, all of our constituency basically just walked away from us and said, hey, we're saved.
Yeah, without realizing, of course, that Ronald Reagan was controlled by the Trilateral Commission.
I know. Well, his vice president candidate was George Bush. George H.W. Bush was a member of the Trilateral Commission.
And, of course, the son of one of George Herbert Walker Bush's closest friend, a young man named Hinckley, almost killed Ronald Reagan. He pretty well turned things over to George Herbert Walker.
Exactly.
And, of course, don't understand that Reagan was a figurehead for the Trilateral Commission, just exactly as George W. Bush is a figurehead for the Trilateral Commission, and the man who runs things is Dick Cheney. In fact, you get pretty a lot more truth out of a Saturday Night Live commentaries than you ordinarily do out of ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Right.
And they will often show you who's really running the White House. And most people think it's just a joke. It's not a joke at all. I mean, there are many articles about how Cheney makes the decisions and George W. does what he's told to do.
Well, just talking about powerful people, the Cheney family is an interesting family. His wife, Lynn Cheney, is also a member of the Trilateral Commission in her own right. Here you have two people, man and wife, married to each other that both are members in their own right in one of the most powerful organizations in the world.
How many people are in that, Patrick?
About 320.
That's it.
I know.
They control about 1/160th of 1/160th of the power of the world. Then.
Well, I know, and you have to think that Bill Clinton and Hillary, Bill was a president, and Hillary's now a senator. You know, that doesn't hold a candle to having, you know, being man and wife being both members of the Tri-Power Commission. These guys obviously are tremendously influential in the world of globalization. And they are carrying out their policies with just lockstep regularity within the executive branch right now. And what's really the most frightening thing that I see on this, Dr. Stan, and this is, we saw impunity towards the American people in Congress with Jimmy Carter back in 1976 to 1980. But what's happening today makes that look like, I don't know what, it pales by comparison.
Well, I'll never forget, of course, when Ronald Reagan was running against Jimmy Carter, and he said, you know, talk about being irresponsible. Jimmy Carter has increased the national debt $200 billion in his 4 years in office. $200 billion brings us to $1 trillion. Do you know how much $1 trillion is? And I'll never forget those wonderful speeches. And, of course, what nobody ever talks about is that Ronald Reagan increased the national debt $200 billion every year he was in office. He actually increased the national debt over $1.7 trillion. When he came into the office, we had $1 trillion national debt. When he left office, we had a $2.7 trillion national debt. And yet Ronald Reagan was conservative and against big government. And the American people honestly believe what they've been told.
That's right. And every Republican administration, oddly enough, has outspent their Democratic counterparts that usually preceded them. And that's certainly true with George W. Bush today.
And it was true with Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, and of course, then it was true with Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. I mean, Clinton did a great job as far as the budget was concerned. Now, maybe it was because the Republicans were in the majority, but once the Republicans got the majority in both the House and the Senate and the presidency, this is the biggest spending administration we've ever had, and moving as rapidly towards bankruptcy. Would you agree?
Yes, I would, and I think their spending policies right now are like the behavior of a desperate man who knows he's going bankrupt. And what often happens, people can ask their banker about this, when somebody knows they're going down, when they're headed towards bankruptcy and they can't possibly get out of it, they take every credit card they can get their hand on and they go out and run them up. They just go out and buy things, you know, they can store away things for themselves. And then they go bankrupt and just wrap that into the debt that they go bankrupt over. It's a very common tactic of individuals. And how much more our government at this point spending like drunken sailors, knowing that the day of reckoning is probably just around the corner and we're just about to be, you know, officially declare bankruptcy.
And, of course, you know what's amazing, Patrick, is that the foreigners are buying up so many major American corporations. We are selling off our roads and our bridges and our water sources, and we're selling so much amidst the basic infrastructure of the United States to other countries, and the average American has no idea what's going on.
No. Speaking of foreigners, the question there is, what will the international banking community replace the dollar with to satisfy these people? Like China, for instance, and in Japan, they own just tens and hundreds of billions of dollars of treasury bills and stuff. You know, they're not going to just lie down and say, "Well, hey, we really don't need it. We'll just tear them up, and you know, you can forget it." They're going to insist that something is given in their place if the dollar all of a sudden goes south. That's a $64 question. I'm not going to answer it here, but you know there's going to be trouble in River City down the road here.
And I think there's only a matter of time before they have exchange controls as far as our currency is concerned. You're not going to be able to either bring money into this country or take money out of the country. They've got to control the money of the American people, and by controlling their money, they control the American people.
Or they need to replace the dollar altogether with a new regional currency.
Like maybe the Amero.
In terms of the Amero, for instance.
Why don't you tell our listeners about the Amero?
Well, this is a tough one. A Canadian globalist writer suggested some years ago that a new regional currency would be necessary to administrate trade between the three countries, Mexico, America, the United States, and Canada. And he proposed that the name of that currency might be something like the Amero, That's logical because, you know, in Europe you have the euro, and so it makes sense. In North America you'd have the Amero. It's a pretty logical name. But that, he was the one that first came up with it. And now that the North American Union is very quickly taking place by the just secret negotiations that Bush has been carrying on with Mexico and Canada, there will indeed have to be a currency proposed soon to integrate the region into a cohesive political unit like the European Union. And the most likely crisis that will leave the American people begging for a new currency will be the destruction of the dollar. And if they trot out something like the Amero at that point, the Americans at least are going to be receiving that with great joy, because it might give them some value versus no value.
And of course, people have forgotten that it was in Argentina just about 3 or 4 years ago. When one night people went to bed and everything was fine, and they woke up the next morning and the value of their currency declined 75%.
Yes.
People say that couldn't happen here. Why? Well, why? It just couldn't happen in America. And I would like to ask, if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever, what better way to get America, the attention of the American people, than for God to allow the collapse of our currency? And believe me, if this article is true, Professor Kotlikoff, and I think it is, why we're talking about the collapse of America's currency. He says, and this is written for the Federal Reserve Board of St. Louis, or Bank of St. Louis, America is bankrupt. So, again, I want you to tell your listeners, or our listeners, how they can get to your website, and they can then link to Professor Kotlikoff's article.
www.augustreview.com, and click on News Commentary and look for the article at the top called Is the U.S. Bankrupt?
All right. Well, if somebody's out in the listening audience would like to give us a call, we could have time for a couple of quick calls. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. And for our listeners out there, ignore what you're hearing today at your own peril, because I believe this is absolutely true, and even though I've never met Patrick, I have the greatest respect for him, and of course he's done a great deal of work trying to expose this little clique of people, and believe me, they protect themselves. They have their money and things that will not be destroyed when the value of the currency of the average American is simply liquidated.
Yes, indeed.
And anything, of course, which is in dollar-denominated assets, annuities, bank deposits, CDs, anything of this sort, can simply be destroyed overnight, as, of course, the value of the currency is destroyed. Mike is calling from Santa Cruz. Mike, did you have a question?
Yeah, I love the program, but I got to ask a question. Your guest used two terms in the first half hour. One was the American dollar, and the other was collapse the Federal Reserve. My question is, what American dollar? We don't have an American dollar. We have no United States currency. We have Federal Reserve notes.
You're absolutely right.
Given that, how do you collapse the Federal Reserve?
Well, go ahead. Take that on, Patrick.
You're absolutely right, and the Federal Reserve note is issued by the Federal Reserve, and that is the means by which they're in control of the issuance and the non-issuance of our currency. And what we could do as a nation would be to revoke that privilege from them to issue currency, merely just call it null and void, and allow the U.S. Congress to take its rightful place and issue currency itself in its place, and remove the Federal Reserve from the transaction and mechanism altogether, and basically just give them a one-way plane ticket to somewhere.
Mike, at one time I can remember when printed on every Federal Reserve note was a statement, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful currency at any branch of the Federal Reserve System or the United States Treasury. And then one day we woke up and we looked at our paper money, and it just said, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It's not redeemable in anything other than the integrity of Bill Clinton. All right, fine. Anything else, Mike?
Well, regarding the term null and void, isn't that how they declared, how they got rid of the Treasury note? They just decided they got in the ascendancy by political assassination of presidents, et cetera, and declared the Treasury note null and void.
All right, of course. So we've had some very, very strange assassinations, and of course, when there was a trial of these spotlight, a newspaper, sued by a gentleman who they had accused of being involved with the assassination, and the jury found that the government was really behind the assassination of John Kennedy. Not a word in the media when the Martin Luther King's family sued the government for their involvement in the murder of Martin Luther King. Not a word in the controlled media. Hey, we got to run there, Mike. Thanks so much. Let's go to Frank calling from Salinas. Hi, Frank. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi. Yes. If you were just a small investor with a few dollars to invest, what countries or what companies would it be wise to buy, like big international corporations, or you know, what countries are really solid, have solid currencies, and probably will have for a long time?
All right, what are your thoughts on that, Patrick?
Well, that's a tough one. You know, I hate to follow along with globalist thinking, but you know, Bill Gates recently, the richest man in the world, basically just recently, like 6 months ago, dumped the U.S. dollar in favor of the euro for the denomination of his fortune. And likely the euro is going to be surviving well past the dollar as far as something that can be used as a medium exchange in commerce and so on. You ought to probably think that way and think outside the United States for a while. In any case, think in terms of cash-oriented investments, not stocks, not bonds. And I'm just shooting from the hip. I'm not an investment advisor, and I don't pretend to be. I used to be, but I don't pretend to be anymore.
All right, fine. Frank, I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty, but start making your preparations.
This is Pastor Dave.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest has, of course, been Patrick Wood, and we recommend you go to his website, AugustReview.com, that's AugustReview.com, and get his material and pull down the essay. But Professor Kipikoff, and if it's true, help us get the information out. Now, as we said in the last hour, if you want to get our view of what's happening financially and what you should be doing, why, let me suggest our talk on the financial tsunami. It's available in video or in VHS. And, of course, it comes with the syllabus. If you get the syllabus, why, we knock off $5. Because the syllabus has a lot of information. It explains M1, 2, M3. It explains, of course, what's going on at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York and about the Americans' gold stocks and about all of these things that most people really don't understand because they don't want you to understand. They don't want you to understand the monetary system or how they have raped this country of its wealth. And it has been taken away from the people. And, of course, when the currency collapses, why, the average individual is going to be left simply helpless and impoverished. And this has happened in many other countries. We've done it to other countries. But there is such a thing as blowback. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And because we haven't been unconcerned when we've done this to people in other nations, I believe God is going to bring retribution on this country. Get the information and then help us get it to others. And then understand the spiritual forces that energize this. Again, the talk is called the Financial Tsunami. And, of course, it comes along with the syllabus by the same name. If you want to understand what's going on in Iraq and how it all came about, our talk, Iraq, the Untold Story, comes with a syllabus. You don't have to get the syllabus, but you can get it with the syllabus. If you want to understand sustainable development, the video comes with a syllabus. If you want to understand population control, why, of course, you can get my talk on planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. And we don't have a syllabus there. We do actually have a monograph, though. You can pull it down from our website. The Population Control Agenda monograph, or we'll, if you buy anything and you ask for it, we'll send you a copy free of charge. It's probably the best single thing that is available out there. And one of these days we'll get around to updating. We have a Population Control Special, which is our video or audio tapes and four tape set and other information on population control. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. If you want to understand fluoride, we have a talk, The Hidden Agenda. We have a great syllabus that goes with that. That goes into population control. You'll read the writings, say, of Bertrand Russell, who talks about how wonderful it'll be if we just have a black plague sweep the world every generation. We got permission from the people who hold the copyright to his book to reproduce pages from his book, The Age of Reason. You'll read it there. You'll read the scientific studies and how they're poisoning the American people with water fluoridation. And if you doubt that, you go to the website of the scientists who work for the EPA, www.NTEU280.org. That's www.NTEU280.org. Pull down their website. Take it to your doctor and say, why are you poisoning the people? Why don't you do the study to find out? Why do you listen blindly to the people who run your medical societies? Look at the mess they've made of medicine. Do you really want to trust them with the lives of your people? And, of course, you need to get information on how we're poisoning our children with of course, the thimerosal and the mercury in our vaccines, and they've chickened out of most of our vaccines. But don't you worry. Why, of course, we're giving it to the children throughout the rest of the world, and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are financing giving those mercury-laden vaccines that we wouldn't give to American people, children, to children throughout the world. And you wonder why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because in animal studies, thimerosal cuts down our fertility, not only in this generation, but the next generation and the generation after that. And, of course, both Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are in favor of population control. So why do they want to give vaccines to the children of the world? Well, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With you on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. A Palestinian group that's holding two Fox News employees says in order to win their release, the U.S. must release Muslim prisoners. But the State Department says it doesn't make concessions to terrorists and that the men should be freed without conditions. The two men turned up in a video today saying they're being treated well, but appealing for help and winning their freedom. The Bush administration finds Iran's latest position on its nuclear program is lacking. Mark Smith is at the White House.
A spokeswoman says Iran's 21-page document falls short in one key respect. It does not include agreement to halt the uranium enrichment President Bush thinks is aimed at building a bomb. Washington and its allies had offered talks and other incentives if the enrichment verifiably stopped.
The first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina is approaching, but President Bush says that's not where the focus should be. He wants people instead to recommit to helping victims. This is IRN.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For a free rate quote, call 1-800-554-2835. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions.